Episode 608, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Chasing the Wrong Things.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day, ladies. It's Friday, it's Confession Day. And more importantly, when you blink, it's going to be the weekend. A time to renew your spirit, to reinvigorate where you want to be over these next few months. Leading into 2017, can you believe we're about ready to close out 2016? Who would have thought that we would already be here? I mean, I feel like we're just speeding up time. I know time moves at the same speed, at the same tempo. But I don't know about your calendar, but I'm just like, didn't I just turn to February of 2016? And now it's September. Oh my goodness. Well, I hope you've had an absolutely blessed week. Maybe it's been a little bit crazy, but today we're talking confessions, chasing the wrong things. Oh yes, we're going to let the real raw out of the bag and we're going to get down to the nitty gritty. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. A big hug to you. I'm so glad you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions newsletter to keep your life simpler so you can pursue your passion, purpose, and presence in your life's journey. With that mouthful, we got to take a big deep breath. Oh, I don't know about you, but my week has been really crazy. I've started running again, longer runs, changing things up a little bit. I love to change up what I do with my fitness and my nutrition. It's what my body needs. And so with this fall weather upon us, and we don't get a long fall up here in the north because we usually have a very short fall and then we get winter. And winter usually comes as soon as October, unfortunately. Yes, we can get winter in October, snow and ice included. And I would really prefer to stay in the world of fall. But with fall brings about a time for me that's cooler weather and I love to run long runs. Well, I got to tell you a secret. When I'm running those long runs, I am thinking about you. I'm praying for you, where you are in your life's journey. It is a journey that we're on and sometimes we don't always know where we're headed. But when we're headed in certain directions, some of it can be good, but sometimes we could be chasing the wrong things. Maybe you have been chasing the wrong things recently. Maybe you're not sure of where you're going. You get these weird feelings in your body, or maybe you're not sleeping as well. You're tossing and turning. Maybe you're going through something traumatic in your life. Maybe you're contemplating separation or divorce. Maybe you have just now sent off your children to school for the very first time and they're gone and away from you for a full whole day. It's not exactly that, but they're waking hours. It seems like they're gone forever. Oh, I can remember those days. And now mine still are gone. And I'm like, can I just keep you at home? If it was ever that easy, but it's not. We all need our times to grow. We need our times to mature in our life. And as our children go through stages in life, they see only what they know. So in order for growth to occur, we need to recognize that they might be chasing the wrong things. I was reminded of this when my son came home. And he has now since graduated from elementary school to middle school. Now, this doesn't seem like that big of a deal, right? But the exception comes to the grades. You see, in elementary school, they didn't have grades. It was graded more of like the P and the S and the N, like proficient, satisfactory, need improvement, or maybe, you know, just an X where they're not even working on it. That's not even the focus for that particular quarter. And that's great, but when they go into middle school, it's really different because they don't understand what a grade really means and the magnitude of it, good or bad. There's a lot of wiggle room in those grades. So in elementary school, when you're getting the P's and the S's and the I's, well, you know, that's really subjective. You know, you could get an S, but you may be doing A work, but you don't see that it's A work. But in middle school, however, you're graded specifically to your output. the answers that are supposed to be regurgitated or put on the test. Now, ultimately, right now, he's in just middle school. They aren't looking for essay questions where they really want to put you and the child, you know, in deep thought. That's not what they're going for. They're looking at, okay, we want you to understand the facts. This is what happened. We're teaching you these basic things. And you know, then as they graduate from middle school to high school, things begin to change even more. And the grades become even more important, because if you're going to move on and graduate and go on to college and pursue a degree and maybe even go to graduate school or doctor school, I mean, come on, it gets really crazy. But my son comes home and I had to have a chat with him because he got his first grade. And it wasn't a bad grade. It was a B. I'll share it with you. It was a B, busy B. And that's not bad or anything, but I know he can do better. But I also know that he doesn't understand what a grade really means, and how does that really affect him getting older? Why? Because, well, when he was in elementary school, it was just kind of learning the technique of something, understanding some basic fundamentals to get you through to the next fundamental that you need to learn. But now they're growing it, and it's not just about facts, but they want you to think a little bit more. They want you to attempt to find the information. They don't just give it to you to regurgitate it back out. They don't give you exactly the notes to study for your test. Oh, no, you have to read two or three paragraphs in order to get the one or two answers that they're looking for. Does this bring back some crazy memories for you? Maybe you're dealing with that with a child right now in your household. Well, for mine, little G-Man is sitting here working on, you know, his classroom assignments, and I made a comment to him and said, you know, you got this B. And he goes, yeah, I did. So, and I was like, well, what do you think about that? He goes, oh, that was good. I'm like, well, what do you mean that was good? Oh yeah, I did it. No problem. And I'm like, could you have done better? I don't know. That's what I got. You see, because they didn't understand in elementary school, it really wasn't taught to them as to what grades meant. And so he was only seeing what he knew. And he knew only what he saw because of elementary school. So for the first week or so of school, he was studying like he was in elementary school. Well, that was great if you were doing it then. But now that he's moved up and graduated on and we're in middle school, well, we got to change it up a little bit, right? It's not that it's bad. It's not that he didn't have bad study skills. It's that he needs to learn different ones. And what was happening was, as he was studying, he was chasing the wrong things. So after receiving that initial grade of a B, we had a discussion. And the discussion included things like, you know, what was expected of him in school. How can he change his patterns for studying? What does it really mean to get a grade? And what does a grade really mean? You know, I mean, they were used to just seeing pluses or check marks. Or they would have, you know, in elementary school, they would exchange papers and they would just go through the answers. If the answers were there, they would get a check mark. And that meant if you got so many check marks, woohoo, it's a celebration. But if you didn't get enough check marks, well, sometimes you had to go back and redo it. But there still wasn't a lot of thought in it. And I can tell you, this baby of mine, oh yes, he's very wise and he knows how to work the system. And that's a good thing, right? To a degree. But it's also a bad thing because he ended up at the beginning of his middle school life of chasing the wrong things. So in our discussion, he realized that he needed to be redirected to open up and broaden his horizon. How he saw things, how things were different from elementary now to middle school. Because he was simply studying by what he knew, but that meant he was chasing the wrong things. His priorities didn't match to where he was in his life. Maybe that's where you are. Maybe you are chasing the wrong things as you look through the narrow lens in your life. You know, that narrow lens is where we feel comfortable. That's what you know. So you want to stay there. And that's exactly where you need to be at that point in your life. However, when you begin to go through stages, oh yes, those stages, they don't end just because we're no longer a child. As adults, we go through stages. We go through stages as we begin to have children, as we begin to pursue different career changes and opportunities, as we begin to build a business, maybe as we begin to change careers completely. How many of you have actually gone and said, oh, I started out doing this and now I've gone back to school and I'm doing this? There are so many people out there because now they're like, I'm old enough. I recognize what I love to do. Now I want to go out and pursue my passion and the purpose that God has given me. Well, in all of that, some of it, though, if we don't watch the stages that we're in within our life, we could be chasing the wrong things. We get distracted. We are always growing and changing. And hopefully for the better, right? I mean, ultimately, that's what we want to do. Just like our children, we want them to grow and to be stretched. We should want the same for ourselves. And of course, I was reminded of this when I'm talking with my little G-man going, oh my goodness, I can see where we're going to be stumbling here if we don't get over this hump. And it wasn't a major hump, but it was something that needed to be addressed. So maybe you are in a different stage in your life and you really haven't thought about it. Yeah, maybe you're not in your terrible twos anymore. You're in your terrible 50s or you're in your terrible 40s. Wherever you are in your terribles, it may be your hot 60s. I mean, come on. It can be whatever stage that you're in. Name it what you want to name it. But what's important is that you recognize that you are in a different stage in your life. It'd be nice to think we would be stuck in our 20s and we would feel vibrant and vivacious and we would have this energy for the rest of our lives. But we know as we get older, it begins to settle a little bit differently. We have different stages in our life that we go through. It's when you limit yourself to past stages that you limit your possibilities and potential. Are you chasing the wrong things? Are you stuck in a different stage of your life, operating like, oh, well, yeah, I did it like this for 10, 15, 20 years. It still should work. Maybe it doesn't. I mean, come on, think about our metabolism. Think about our life. I mean, we can't eat the same now. Okay, I'll speak for myself. I can't eat the same now like I did when I was 18, 19, and 20. Oh, no. If I ate like that, I would be 600 pounds. Remember, my nickname was Garbage Mouth. Oh, yes. I came home and I ate all the leftovers and I didn't gain an ounce. Well, that didn't last too long. As soon as the children started coming, oh, yes. Oh, no. Life was totally different when it came to how I could eat and how my body would react to food and the changes that it went through. We are in different stages of our life. And if we think we're in one stage, we might be missing out because we don't recognize that we really should be in another stage. And so it's when you limit yourself to past stages that you limit your possibilities and potential. You begin to miss the opportunities right in front of you. Your eyes are wide shut. Oh yeah, have you tried that lately? Your eyes are wide shut. Is that really how you want to live your life? Chasing the wrong things with your eyes wide shut? Well, instead of chasing the wrong things, limiting your life, how can you graduate and know that you are living a limitless life and continuing to create your now? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Be observant and present in your days. Oh, well, that sounds simple enough, doesn't it? It is simple, but it's not easy. Be observant and present in your days. One of the things I love to say all the time is be present, be incredible, be you. And that be you grows. It grows with you as you grow. You changes. I know that's not proper English. That sounded really strange, didn't it? That person you are now, that YOU, you're not going to be that same person 10 years from now. You're going to grow. Something's going to change in your life. And that doesn't mean necessarily for the bad. It could be definitely for the good. And that's what we pray for. We pray and we hope for bigger and better things. The best is yet to come. So be present. Be incredible. Be you. But that be you changes. And in order to understand where you are and to live that limitless life and stop chasing the wrong things is to be observant and present in your days. And this is how you do it. Number one, to be observant is to see the bigger picture. Yes, that bigger picture sometimes is hard for us to see. That's why we get a coach. Because our coach helps us see the bigger pictures in our lives. Because sometimes when we're caught in the middle of things, we don't get it all. We can't see the vision. We don't understand how to pull away and look back because we are emotionally, physically involved in our own lives. And that's how we're supposed to be. But we were not trained in elementary and middle and high and college, school, university. We were not trained then on how to look at our lives and how we can grow and how we can be visionaries and see the bigger pictures. But that's what we need. To be observant is to see the bigger picture. Let me throw a reverse at you. Maybe this will help you understand. Maybe right now in your life, you find that you're just going through the motions. Every day is the same day. The only reason why it's a different day is because somebody invented the thing called the calendar. And someone really high up made the sun rise and the sun set. And because of all of that, well, you have different days. But your days all look the same because you're just going through the motions. You don't think about it much. You just know that you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then by 7 o'clock, you're getting the kids out the door. And by 8 o'clock, you're already on your way to work, if not already at work. And then come 4 or 5 o'clock, man, the routine begins again. And depending upon if it's fall, winter, spring, or summer, defines what you're doing during those times. If it's football season, maybe you're turning on your first football game and you're watching it together. Maybe you're having those cookouts and you're tailgating. Maybe you're having friends and family over watching your favorite games. Or you could be going out to your child's soccer game and everything revolves around their soccer activities and dance and running here and there. Sound familiar? If you're just going through the motions, you are not being observant and you don't see the bigger picture. You're not there. And that's important to understand. So I wanted to throw that out to you so you understand the reverse side of things. To understand what it is to be observant is to see the bigger picture, to know where you're going. And maybe you don't always know how to get there, but you know you're eventually going to get there or somewhere close. That's the bigger picture. That's a visionary aspect of your life. You may not have thought of yourself as a visionary, but that's what you are. To be observant is to see the bigger picture. Number two, to see the bigger picture is to see the connections. Oh, yes. Connect the dots. We've talked about this before. When you see the bigger picture, then when you live in your life, your daily life, you begin to see, oh, my gosh, I see this trend happening. That's probably a better word to use in today's world, in our culture. Because a trend is something that we hear. That's kind of like the buzzword. The media uses it. Oh, the trend today. What's trending on Twitter? What's trending on Facebook? I mean, they even have in the margins, right? You know, on your right-hand side, when you're looking at Facebook, they have what's trending. They even do it on Twitter. You can sit there and Google it if you're not in your Twitter account. Everybody's looking at what's trending. Well, what's trending in your life? What are the connections? To see the bigger picture is to see the connections. How is it that your conversation, standing there in your favorite coffee house, ordering your favorite drink as they write your name on the cup and is made just for you, are you paying attention to the lady that you're having the conversation with? Yes, the one that you met that has the yellow shirt, and she was wearing just kind of the cute little black skirt with just little pumps. And she looked just so, you know, put together. Did you put that conversation together with maybe what happened at work? Maybe what you heard on the radio? What you read in an email? Do you see any trends, any connections there? And it's not just about day to day. It's looking at month to years. Some of the things that have happened in your past are being connected now in your present. That's kind of freaky if you really want to think about it that way. But what has happened in your past is connected to what's in your present. And what you're doing in your present is definitely going to affect your future. Maybe you're in the midst of making some major decisions in your life. When you make those major decisions, are you making those connections? To see the bigger picture is to see the connections, the trends. What's trending in your life? Where are you going? And number three, to see the connections is to be present. Wow, it all comes back around. We go from being observant to seeing the bigger picture, from seeing the bigger picture to understanding the connections, the trends, to taking those trends, those connections, and being present. You see, you can't make the connections without being present, without paying attention, without being aware, without being observant. Do you see how it's all connected? It's all intertwined. That's how it works. You see, you are connecting the puzzle pieces in your life. Those puzzle pieces are your stepping stones, which is your path. It's your journey. Think about those stones that you make a patio with, whether it's brick or cobblestones, whether it's ones of different shapes and sizes. Some of them may be cracked even, and you're trying to put them together to make this path. Some of them fit together so well, and others you're like, ooh, I need to trim it off here a little bit, or it looks a little funky. Or, oh, wait, maybe I need a little bigger piece here, more solid, because this one's a little bit smaller. I need something that's substantial. What path are you walking on? What path are you creating for yourself? In order to stop chasing the wrong things, you have to be observant and present in your days. You see, my little G-man realized that. After our brief discussion, which of course I said a little prayer saying, oh, please, Lord, I hope he understands this. I want him to understand the importance of studying. I want him to understand that he needs to begin to create different patterns for where he is in his stage of life. So he got up one morning. And he said, Mom, I'm going to study. Do you have any of those like cards I can write on? And I'm like index cards, hon? He goes, yeah, Mom, those, that's what you're calling me out, index cards. I want to make some flashcards. I said, okay. And this is in the morning before he's getting on the bus and getting ready for school. Well, he's already dressed by now. And I said, all right, yeah, I'll get him there right up here. So I got him down. And he sat down. He goes, Mom, I need to study. I'm going to make some flashcards. And my friend and I are going to study on the bus. He goes, I need to do things a little bit differently. I said, okay, I'm right there with you. What can I do to help you? He goes, no, just let me focus here and then I'll let you know. So he finished up within about 15, 20 minutes. I asked if he wanted anything to eat. He's like, no, I'm not really hungry. Actually, I think he was nervous because he had a quiz coming up. That's why he was studying. Remember that first grade that he got the B on? And we had that whole discussion. Well, now he had the opportunity to take a quiz. And this quiz had a bigger weight as to what it, how it would affect his ultimate grade within his class. And so with that, he said, okay, Mom, can you quiz me now before I go to school? Can you read off these cards? And just read this part. I'm going to give you the answer, which is right here. I said, sure. We had time to go through it twice. Then he got on the bus and went off to school. And right before he went on the bus, I said, son, I said, G-man, I said, what can I do? What time are you taking your quiz? He goes, oh, it's about 10 o'clock or so, 10:10. I said, okay, I'll be praying for you. He's like, thanks, Mom. Off he went. I gave him a kiss. And so I wondered what his day would look like. And I only hoped that our discussion that we had of him chasing the wrong things would actually help him. So he comes home later on that day. And he comes home off the bus and he comes in. I'm in my bedroom actually getting ready because I had a really long day. And I kind of took a late shower. Yes, moms take late showers, I confess. It is confession day, right? So I do take late showers like in the afternoon where I've worked all day. I've gotten stuff done, but the shower didn't happen. So I had my shower aspiration late. So he comes bebopping in and he goes, "Mom, guess what?" I said, "What, hun?" He goes, "I got an A- on my quiz." Smiling from ear to ear. So today, as he was beginning to study, he said, "Mom, I need more of those cards." I said, "Okay, I'll get you some more." So I got more down because you see, you know, as a homeschooling mom before in my, you know, prior lifetime, I like to keep stocking things. So, oh yes, we definitely have flashcards around the house. I can't have enough flashcards. Even I use them to this day. So we got his flashcards. And he goes, "You know what, Mom? I'm going to start studying. I have a quiz in science, and I really want to write down, and I want to study hard. I want to do well because I know I can." You see, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was just stuck in his stage of life in the past. He was chasing the wrong things because he knew only what he saw. Then when we paused for a moment to regroup and to show him the different patterns and what he needed to do to tweak from where he was and what he was doing in elementary school to what he's doing now in middle school, it's made all the difference in the world. Are you chasing the wrong things today? Maybe you're looking for someone to talk to about it. Maybe you need that coach. Maybe you've been hem-hawing over it. If only you could have that moment of mentorship, of that time saying, "You know what? Yeah, I do see that. I understand now that you point that out. I can make these connections." Because quite frankly, it is difficult to be able to piece the cobblestones together in our life. If you're chasing the wrong things, I want you to know I'm here for you. And I want to be more here for you than just saying right now to you, "I'm here for you." I want to be able to pray specifically for you. I want to help you. So if you're looking for some assistance, maybe this confession thing is really getting to you and you're like, "I need to confess. I need help." Click on Breakthrough and let's do a strategy session together. It's free. I'm not going to sit here and try to sell you something. It's not that. It's my gift to you. I honestly care. And I know there are some people out there who probably tried to rip you off and maybe you're a little bit concerned. I get that. But click on Breakthrough. Take a chance on you. That's what matters here. You matter. You are absolutely an incredible woman. So don't sacrifice yourself. Click on Breakthrough, enter your email and your name, and that will begin the conversation. We can set up a time to come together that works for you and for me. It's got to work for both of us, right? We got to both be on the phone or on Skype in order to chat. And I can help you take that next step so you're not chasing the wrong things, so that you can go ahead and pursue your passion and your purpose and be present in your life's journey. I just wish that everybody would have that opportunity. Of course, it made my heart sing when, you know, my child saw his own greatness. And something that we think is so small, but yet it's so great. And had we not taken the time together, that would be missed. And I can't say what the future would have looked like because we've already made the changes now. We've changed the patterns of his cobblestone, the patterns of his path, the puzzle pieces of his life. Just as you can change the puzzle pieces in your life. By not chasing the wrong things. and begin to graduate and live the limitless life, living the legacy that God is creating within you. You are creating your deeper path. You are creating your now. Go out and have a magnificent weekend. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan. We'll